Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. But Saturday, we need to go to church.
Yep. It's Arlo's Bring Your Own God Church, Division Street in Great Barrington. Benefit for the Guthrie Center, which does such magnificent work and is just deserving of all the help that they can get. And we have such a good time. It's a good old-fashioned hoot, and the Berkshire Ramblers are as good as they've ever been. So we really want you to come. 413-528-1955. It was a good year, 1955.
Saturday night at 6?
The doors open at 6, I believe, and the concert is actually at 8 in the evening.
Well, hopefully North Korean's leader Kim Jong-un won't be there and no one will fall asleep in the audience. Did you hear that from the BBC this morning?
Yeah, the guy slumped in his seat.
Yeah. He's now executed.
I know. You know, there was an old dean, a woman who called me in at Douglas College. She wanted to meet me, and I had my sunglasses on. She said, take those off and sit up straight. I'll never forget it.
Well, we go to the more humdrum, I guess, over here. Presidential election with Donald Trump set to meet the Mexican leader today.
Well, there are two questions here. Number one, what in the heck is Trump up to? You know, I mean, on one hand, you say they're rapists coming over the border. We got to build a wall. And at the second, you go back to say, well, we haven't got, you know, many Hispanic votes. We got to do better. So I'll go meet the president. That leaves you to the question, what in heck could the president be thinking that the president of Mexico that he's going to meet with this guy? After all, you know, his numbers, the Mexican president is so low that it doesn't seem to me that this is the kind of thing that he can profit from. In fact, if I'm him, I'm attacking Trump all over the place and saying, how dare you insult our country? But no, he's going to make this meeting and he's going to help him.
We see that U.S. Senator John McCain has won. He gave his victory speech last night, this after reports that the Russians were hacking into the Arizona election system.
Well, you know, David, I have this theory, which is that Trump likes Putin, made that clear. Putin likes Trump. McCain is an enemy of Trump. And now we see hacking into the Arizona, you know, election rolls by who? The Russian.
How about another hmm? And this has to do with Apple owing billions in back taxes to Ireland. This is according to the EU. The editorial in the Times says the corporation has only themselves to blame.
Yeah, the Times article and the editorial, as well as the accompanying article, makes it clear that there's enough hanky-panky going around that the EU rules were essentially violated. And Apple comes back and says, no, 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 we're just playing within the system, within the established rules. And everybody knows it's all about moving money around so that you don't have to pay taxes. Your liabilities are lowered. It is something that really needs to be addressed worldwide and certainly in this country.
State Senate hearing on Hoosick Falls and tainted water. Some powerful testimony yesterday. Alan, of course, WAMC was there. Our Dave Lucas in the room. And we see that New York's health commissioner said federal guidelines on the maximum levels of the chemical PFOA in drinking water are intended to trigger action to reduce it, not to warn against drinking the water. That's Howard Zucker at the hearing when asked by his agency, told Hoosick Falls residents no health impacts were expected from drinking municipal water, even after tests showed elevated levels of PFOA. He said they had the solution well underway when the Federal Environmental Protection Agency out of left field told residents not to drink the water in December 2015.
Well, look, you know what happens in a case like this, David? It has a lot to do with politics. Imagine a guy standing there and pointing in one direction and pointing in the other direction. So he did it. I didn't do it. He did it. In any case, this is totally unacceptable. And it's not a matter of the blame game. It's making sure that this never happens again and that the water is tested so that people can have this great natural resource called water, which so many countries can't have. And this needs to be done, and it needs to be done now.
Don't forget, back to church Saturday night, 6 o'clock.
That's right, David. Can't wait to be with our Berkshire Ramblers group. We love doing this. And again, it's a benefit for Arlo Guthrie's Bring Your Own God Church.